Right now, we're going to go back to California. Mondrone twisted my arm. He threatened to beat me up. He threatened me with all sorts of physical harm. So for him and for all of you, and believe me, I wanted to do it anyhow. And this is another group that we're overdue for a CD on. From June of 1955, the Jacks on RPM. Going to do a spotlight on the RPM label by the Jacks now. From June of 55, the Jacks with I'm Confessing.
I realize, baby, I've done you wrong. Please forgive me. Let me come back home. I'm confessing I've done you wrong. Let me come back home.
mine, heart of mine. So wrong, I made a big mistake.
Big mistake.
Still I hope not too late.
Not too late.
Everything to me, I would lie and couldn't see. Yes, I was so wrong. You treat me the way you do. Why did you tell me we were through? Why did I fall in love? Why did I fall for your sweet caress and give up my heart for you to possess? I made a bid for happiness. Why did I fall in love? I trusted you, my darling, with all of the faith I know. But you let me down, you left me all alone. Oh, tell me, why did you go? Why can't I find peace of mind? Why do I cry for you all the time? Me down, you left me all alone. my darling, you for me when you're in my arms. I feel the thrill of all your charms. Embrace me, my darling, stronger. Love me a little longer before you go away. Can't you see, my darling, you for me when you're in my arms? I feel the thrill of all your charms. Embrace me, my darling, stronger. Love me a little longer before you.
Including our spotlight there on the Jacks. That one from July of 1956, the Jacks on RPM, Dream a Little Longer.
And before that, from April of 1956, of course, the unmistakable lead voice of Willie Davis, Willie doing lead on all of them. From April of 56, Why Did I Fall in Love? Before that, from January of 1956, the Jacks sing So Wrong. Before that, from November of 1955, Hawaiian Guitar and All, their third of six releases for the RPM label, This Empty Heart. And we opened up June 1955 on RPM, the Jacks singing a good blues ballad called I'm Confessing, and we would have played How Soon, but George says it wasn't planned.
That's right. Okay.
Yes, and I think, George, you're going to play the record that replaced How Soon.
Right.
Okay, thank you, George. You'll never be forgiven.
This is true.
I will destroy you on the air, off the air.
Right.
You refuse me something, and when I'm refused, I'm like a little child.
Right. From February of 1960, the Corbears on Cub sing a song of sixpence, fatso.
Sing a song of sixpence, pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked into a pie. When the pie was open, the birds began to sing.
Now wasn't that a way out dish to set before the king?
Set before the king, to about to bow to bow. Rock, rock, rock and roll.
Can you remember?
Can you remember things we used to do?
Like I remember. before you go to bed. Fall upon your knees and bow your head and pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
ask the Lord to show you the way.
Me time, what joy with this life. lead me.
Couple of little tickets to Cleveland there, wouldn't you say? 1962 vintage, Mr. Sharon Ivy and a group on the Heritage record label with Believe Me.
From 1961, the Kodaks on Wink, Love Wouldn't Mean a Thing. And before that, from 1961 again, the brother of Bobby Spencer, Carl Spencer and vocal group with a beautiful one on Southside called Prayer. And before that, from 1963 on Gigi Records, Can You Remember by the Cameos. And we started that spotlight off with one of Neil's favorite all-time records from February of 1960, Sing a Song of Sixpence by the Corvairs on Cub. And I'm glad we substituted this for
How Soon. Right,
yeah,
that's
right.
What he wanted to hear.
Exactly.
Extremely important.
Right. It was important to play that record by the Corvairs.
Great record, Tompkins.
Let's give him a hand for that.
Yes, right.
Great record. Take a bow.
Sorry it wasn't done by a dead person, but what can I tell you?
What else? You don't know. It might have been.
Yeah, we don't know.
Sounds like it was.
It could. Well, that's... You know, Neil, I collect them dead groups, Hirsch.
I don't know, I think...
Yeah, like the Orioles and the Ravens. Yeah, I collect those dead groups.
Well, them dead people, right. Yeah.
But it would have been nice if you would have followed that with the Impalas and maybe one by the Fascinators, but that's okay.
But, you know, I mean, if it came out after 1953 and a half, Hirsch doesn't know it because it's not old enough for him or dead enough. But we noticed. I mean,
well,
you know.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Neil and...
It was too up-tempo for him, actually, because what normally happens is those kind of records kind of wake him up. Because usually, like 10 minutes into the show, he falls asleep.
I don't want to sound like F. Lee Bailey, but I have to come to Neil's defense here. I mean,
you've never
heard in 14 years Sal Mondrone say a record is lousy, but George, the record was lousy.
Hey, what can I tell you? Listen...
That's the same kind of reaction when I played the Dales on Onyx.
Well, this is true. I mean, but you deserved it for the Dales on Onyx.
Yeah, thank God I wasn't eating at the time.
I could care less if the Dales were alive or dead. I mean, that's a record I wouldn't even forget it. I would shoot it.
Rank it up there with the Lanes on G. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, sir.
The Poets.
Your favorite record of all time, Dead. It figures, right. Okay. It's time to drop the hammer, if you don't mind. Okay? Had about 30 minutes left
to
go.
You do me a favor and drop the hammer on that first record you played before.
Right. 30 minutes left to go in the program now. We're going to go back to the granddaddy group of all time, December 1954, the immortal Sonny Till and the Orioles on Jubilee with a beautiful ballad. Going to do three by them now, and this one's called Runaround.
What took you so long?
The one to part. You found a place here in my heart. Go have your fun, run around. I'll never leave you, I'm forever bound. The streets are noisy, I'm all alone. I sit and wait, dear, for you to phone. Go have your fun, go have your fun, run around. You vanish out of my dreams. Maybe a new love you found. Settle down, run around. I'll never be the one to part. Found a place here in my heart. Go have your fun, go have your fun, run around. And I can't sleep. I count my blessings instead of sleep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings when my bankroll is getting small. I think of when I had done it all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sleep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
December 1954, the immortal Sonny Till and his Orioles on Jubilee, Count Your Blessings Instead of Sheep. Before that,
from October of 1954, If You Believe.
And before that, from December of 54, the flip side of Count Your Blessings, the Orioles once again on Jubilee with Runaround.
And George only plays Oriole records because we force him. He really doesn't
like the Orioles. Right, this is true.
It's too early a group for George.
Right, right.
Hey, listen, we have some people we have to say hello to.
Okay, and then we have an announcement.
Shandy from Chelsea, she says it's a terrific show. Three is TNT. I know what she means. The three of us.
Oh, there you go.
You fools.
Finally, you figured it out. Yeah, it was a mystery to us.
My godson, Joe Pozzolanti, said, I sound great. Joe, clean the wax out of your ears. I sound terrible.
Right.
Gordon Skadberg, I asked Gordon to borrow his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And because when I was talking to him on the phone, I sounded terrible.
What
else? My friend Elliot Barnowitz called with his wife Barbara is listening. I'd like to dedicate those Oreo records to Elliot and his lovely wife Barbara and Ray Steinberg. Called to say hello, and we were chatting with Ray a while. And who knows, maybe we'll get to hear some more good records. Try to persuade George.
Right. And right now for Bernie Bayside, we have two in a row by one of his favorite groups from 1954. And we begin with the Vocaliers on Red Robin with Love You.
Here is my story to the girl that I love.
I love you. I love you. I'll be glad you said true.
Oh, wow.
can't you see that this love is rightfully yours? Ah, angel face.
Eternal love. cherry.
Be my cherry.
Mmm, 1954, I love you. The Hideaways on MGM with an awesome, awesome ballad called Sherry. Before that,
from 1954 on Al Silver's Herald label, Eternal Love by the Heralds on Herald, featuring Billy Dawn Smith. And before that, from 1954, their fifth and final release for Red Robin Records, The Vocaliers with Angel Face. And before that, from 1954, their four of the fifth releases, Love You by the Vocaliers, featuring Joe Duncan and Herman Dunham.
And if we hurry, we can get three records in.
Yeah, if we hurry. Like, okay. I got to be rushed now. Go ahead.
Righto.
I just wanted to thank Tony Barcia for calling. He's going to be calling the mayor's office this week, along with a lot of our other listeners.
Thank you all, folks.
Yeah, listen, Ronald, sorry I couldn't take your call. We're trying to wrap this up right now. And go ahead, Tompkins. Your hands are on the control. Go ahead. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up, George. Hurry up.
March 1955, wait till you see what I do to you next, Hirsch. On the King record, Banner the Five Wings with Teardrops Are Falling.
Teardrops are falling. Teardrops are falling. Cry. Yes, you went away. Stayed oh so long. Come back, my dear.
As he slowly strolls in the door, my handsome partner.
I was talking to Mike Bauer.
Which one?
Both of you. Absolutely. Two of the most handsomest devils I've ever seen in my life. Unfortunately, folks, we're not going to be able to get three records in here for you. So,
did you hear that? We're better looking than he is.
That's true.
Then again, I had a dog, Rusty, that was better looking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and your dog, Rusty, used to be on Danny Thomas' show, too. Yeah. Anyway, from March of 1955, we just heard the Five Wings on King with Teardrops Are Falling. Folks, it sounds like we're fighting and arguing with one another, but to tell you the honest to God's truth...
We are.
No, but it's been a ball. It really has.
We act like this all the time in public also, especially when we go out to dinner, which we're going to do right after the show. Yes.
I'll tell you one thing seriously, though.
Yes, dear.
We can't end the program on a better note. That this is probably one of the greatest records of all time.
Absolutely. Okay.
I'll probably see you in August. I will see you in August.
That's right.
And I'll probably come up here with Tompkins again because he's got nothing better to do.
That's right. Okay.
I close us out.
On behalf of all of us who do the R&B group Harmony Review, this is George Tompkins for Neil Hirsch, Sal Mondrone, and Dan Romanello saying good afternoon and thank you all for listening. We wrap this one up from November of 1952, The Checkers on King with the immortal Night's Curtain. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.